So are we going to use our real last names? That was the first question I was going to ask you. Oh, wait, here's an intro song.
Hello. I really like that intro song. I really do.
I was going to do an intro thing. Hello. Welcome to Just Be Cousins. That's all I got. You want to try?
Where we don't use our real last names.
My name is Jason Mark, and I'm here, as I always am, with my co-host, Joseph Neal. Joe, how are you today?
You know what? This sounds so terrible to me that you need to hit stop right now.
Stop recording or stop the music in the background?
No, stop everything.
Okay, well,
oh, my God.
What's terrible about it? Just too lazy?
I do like that. Oh, it's a little mess. But see, talk over it. I want to hear if I can hear you.
Okay, I'm talking over it. I can turn the volume down a bit. Thanks. Back it up a little bit. How's that? Quieter? Better?
That is better. And turn your own voice up if you can.
Can't turn my voice up, dude. We're working with some crappy equipment. So this is our first episode, but it's actually not. This is episode 419 of Just Be Cousins. I am Jason Mark. I'm here with my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother, Joseph Neal. Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I feel better when I hear that song.
It's
always
a good song.
Feel better.
You picked a good one, and the reason to tell the folks at home, Joe, why we picked it is because what we're hoping is we get sued. Because that means somebody listens to us. That means we were heard. That's the goal.
That's my favorite part. And ideally, as that goes down a little bit, one of us starts talking shit.
Yeah. Wait, as the volume goes down or as this lawsuit goes down?
You know what? I keep listening to this forever. How about this is our podcast? Just listening to this song.
Or just this song is our podcast.
Yeah, that's it. We introduce it and we say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this fucking song.
I think that's great. You know, I was thinking today, actually I've been thinking for the last 419 weeks, because that's how long we've been doing this podcast, that we needed to have a focus or something to, what is our podcast about? And I had some ideas, but I think your idea of our podcast is to play this song.
Honestly, that's one idea, and that's fine. But what I think is, for the first podcast, we actually need to just see if we can wing it, sir.
That's what we're doing, yeah. And not to put too fine a point on it, Joe, this is podcast number 419, because who's going to listen to the first podcast? Nobody, right? But 419 podcasts—that's more than most podcasters.
I'm just hearkening back to our first podcast when we decided to just wing it.
Yeah, that was, when was that? That was such a long time ago. You know what's funny to me?
2009, 2010,
something like that. Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing this for a long time.
A long time since, gosh, 8 o'clock.
Once we got sponsored by Hostess, I was like, that's great. But then after 200 episodes, I was like, I'm tired of talking about pastries.
You make a good point. I have a sponsor. They sent me some coffee. I'll read that later. We got an ad set up, so I'm looking forward to that portion of the show. But I was going to say, tell me if I'm wrong, we've known each other, you know, all of your life, because we are cousins, but truthfully, honestly, I mean, like, literally, seriously, I don't think you and I have had 419 conversations in our entire life.
Wow. Think about that. That's true.
Yeah, so
I think we've had a cool 200.
Yeah, I think we're in the 200 range. I mean, compared to the fact that, you know, I've seen you naked. You were 2 months old at the time, and I was, what was I, 6 years old. So since then,
we're getting personal right away, and that's fine. I think that's where we should go.
Well, I just want folks at home to know, or remember, realize, or pay attention to the fact that we are literally related to each other by blood. This is not one of those gimmicky things that you see in the Hollywood shows. We're actually We could donate organs to one another, probably.
Mm. That's nice. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was the ending there. So you want to tell the folks what that song was there?
Yeah, of course. That is a band. I believe it's Swedish.
I believe you're right.
I'm going to call it Swedish. Röyksopp. It's a song called Vision One, and I could just listen to it on repeat forever.
One of the things
I don't know what it is. It's called Vision One by Röyksopp, but the most important thing is that it has a saw blade synth in it. Do you know what that is, Jason?
No clue. What's a saw blade synth?
A saw blade synth? Apparently you have to get it on a computer. It's not something you go to a pawn shop and just buy the instrument. And I wish that I could. But yeah. If I could go to a pawn shop and buy a saw blade synth, I'd be the happiest person ever. But you can't. So it's something that you have to... It's some software that you have to buy if you're a douchebag DJ. And sorry, Röyksopp, I didn't mean to call you a douchebag, but I don't know. How else are you going to get it? A saw blade synth. Did you hear that? Like... Fucking great.
Is that
really
what that was? Let me see. Maybe I can Google up an example. Saw blade synth. And let's see what happens. Did you mean saw blade synth? Yeah, I did. How did you...
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I said, right?
Yeah. Because I spelled saw blade one word, and it's giving me two.
Now, apparently, all right, this is me thinking that I'm up on shit and I'm wrong, but apparently Skrillex uses the saw blade synth.
Oh, does he?
And
that guy knows his shit.
What is this?
I don't know. I'm trying to play a saw blade synth and I'm getting all this stuff.
Dude. You're trying to play a saw blade synth, and what was that, like John Mayer?
I don't know. It just said, no, this is a guy named God on YouTube who saw synth. All right, this isn't working, so let's go back to my beach music. I'm not familiar with Skrillex. I'm going to be real honest with you.
Let's go back to the beach music. It's good. Good in the background.
Yeah. Again, playing it because I'm hoping somebody hears it and goes, hey, that's ours, and sues us. That means, hey, somebody listen to us, but Skrillex, I'm not familiar with his oeuvre, but he uses the saw blade synth, is that what you're telling me?
That's my understanding. Okay. The thing is, these DJs nowadays, and by the way, Skrillex is probably like 10 years ago, so, you know, it's,
yeah.
I'm going to die soon. Like, I'm getting old so fast I think the new shit is 10 years old.
Yeah, Skrillex.
And you're even older than me. Don't you feel that way sometimes?
All the time. Are you crazy? These kids these days with their music and their listening to stuff, I don't know what to do with it.
I'm blown away because I'm sitting here playing Pong and then these people are like, look, Miss Pac-Man makes that look like fucking horseshit. And I'm like, what? What is Miss Pac-Man? No, I'm just kidding.
So, you know,
I'm an old pro at Miss Pac-Man. So are you.
What's hilarious about your analogy there is that you bring up, in order to show how old you are, you compare Pong to a game that came out in 1981. When were you born, Joe?
I was born roughly, I think, 6 years after you. Am I right about that?
Yeah, so you were
born... Is that interesting? Let's change the subject.
You were born in 77. Miss Pac-Man came out when you were four. And you're talking about how old you are. You picked a game that's over 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes me laugh.
Jason, that was an old joke, all right? Let's get on board with the humor here. Old joke.
That's
what we're talking about. It wasn't successful, but I gave it a shot.
Hey, somebody will either laugh or not. You gave it a shot, that's all that matters.
We're going to have a lot of laughs, and we're going to have a lot of cries.
We are. We're going to have a lot of everything. One, the podcast can be about Röyksopp. Röyksopp? What is it? Roy's?
Roy's Cock is a different band completely, and I'm a huge fan. But Röyksopp, I think their music is better. Roy's cock is different. Just Google it, listen to it. It's weird. It's like a Weirdo Yankovic, except it's obscene. It's called obscene Roy's Boy, cock.
Roy's cock, yeah. With such wonderful hits as "Like a Virgin" and
actually, I can sing something from Roy's cock if you'd like.
Yeah,
what they do is clearly derivative of Weird Al Yankovic. But what they do is they take songs and they what I call obscenitize it.
Obscenitize. Yeah.
So Roy's cock did. By the way, I'm the lead singer of Roy's cock.
Oh, you are.
So,
okay.
Yeah, just to be clear. Anyway, they obscenitize songs. So there's that Michael Jackson song where it's like, I don't even know his original lyrics. It's like, tit-up, tit-up, up, tit-up, and you get it up, top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't stop till you get it up. Yeah.
Don't stop till you get it up.
Is that what you said?
Maybe
is that,
that's
is that the right
complete your studio with the ultimate selection of accessories at Guitar.
Okay, so there's one of the things that says we shouldn't click random freaking websites while recording. Sorry about that. You still there?
Yeah, I am. I was about to sing one of the greatest hits from Roy's cock.
Please do. Sorry about that interruption.
Anyway, so here's one of the songs, really, in the. Just trying to aim for the quality of Weird Al Yankovic. And that Michael Jackson song ends up sounding like this. My cock in your mom's mouth. Cock stuffed in your mama's butt. My cock in your mom's mouth. Cock stuffed in your mama's butt. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I'm
just
so glad.
You take the syllables, you obscenitize them.
Yeah.
And then you sing the song in a way that I think is more enjoyable.
It's way more enjoyable. You're going to have to hook me up with one of your CDs or...
Well, Roy's cock also did Riders on Your Mom.
Riders on Your Mom.
Originally, it was The Doors, but, yeah. You know, Riders on Your Mom.
So was it Roy's cock who did that song? What was it? The Taylor Swift parody, I Knew You Were Trouble When You Walked In Here with That Enormous Cock? Was that?
Well, see, what I would like to do moving forward with the podcast is challenge our friends and each other with obscenitizing songs that might be ripe for that.
I think we should do that, yeah.
I think that Weird Al Yankovic was limited in his... He refused to be obscene,
yeah.
And I think he was limiting himself. So
I agree.
I'd like to go there and, you know, pick a song. You know what, Jason? Pick a song.
Okay, I'm going to pick a song already. Call Me Maybe.
Now, I'm not going to do it now. See, this is what we need to do. You pick a song. You pick a song, and we're challenging each other, and upon the next podcast, people have thought about it,
right?
Like, really, like, with a pencil behind their ear, and really, like, nodding and like, pursing their lips, they think up really obscene lyrics, and then they come back, and we get to sing them the next time.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. Let's take a moment here to hear from our sponsors,
Okay.
To the end of the show. I'm really glad to be able to tell everybody at home that we got our first sponsor, and they've given me some copy to read. Let's see if I can find my sheet here. Here we go. Okay.
Hey, Jason, can you rustle the papers? Rustle them, please.
Yeah, here we go. All right.
Okay, good. Why don't you read that for us?
All right. Do you enjoy going to the beach, but do you suffer from dermatarsal blanch hematosis? Are you tired of people staring gop-eyed at your pale, wizened toes while you're just trying to kick back and relax with the latest John Grisham novel? Well, I've got good news. Footy Hoodie by Larco.
Great! Oh my god, we got him?
Yes, we did. Footy Hoodie is the only sun protection garment made exclusively for your feet. These are not shoes. You cannot walk in them, nor would you want to in something as stylish as these. They're available in a wide variety of colors, including teal, fuchsia, and shamrock. And I know what you're thinking, Joe. You're thinking shamrock. That would be great for St. Patrick's Day. But wait, do people even go to the beach in March? Frankly, Joe, I'm shocked you would even think that because you live in San Diego where it's nice all the time. And people go to the beach year-round. Now, Footy Hoodie is the only sun protection garment approved by the AMA. That's the American Madrigal Association. And it is made of a 100% blend of cotton lycra and corn silk. You can buy them online right now. And if you use our code at checkout, JBC, with every purchase of a left footy hoodie, you will receive a right footy hoodie absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. So what have you got to lose? Try Footy Hoodie today.
Damn. Good job. Oh, shit, man. I just got Arby's. You want to? They gave me some copy. Arby's.
We've got another sponsor on our first show. That's amazing.
Right.
Yes, please.
Let's hear it. That's a lot of confidence. Arby's gave me the copy. Here it is. I don't have any papers to ruffle. Could you shake around some papers for me?
Yeah. here you go.
Arby's. Have you ever eaten a shit sandwich? Well, if that's something that you enjoy, go to Arby's, where you eat a shit sandwich every time. Arby's. Shit sandwich.
I'm going to go out right now. Yeah. Podcast over. I'm hungry. where were we? Oh, we were talking about, well, lots of things, but I think what launched us on this trajectory was talking about what is our podcast going to be about. You think that the podcast should be just us playing that Royksopp song. And
I thought that was a good idea where we just play that song and you hear like a murmur here and there from us or maybe like a laugh or some
sigh, a contented sigh, like Joe going, oh.
Yeah, right. Like us being like, shit like that. And then that's it. It's in. We're like, oh, thanks, man. You know what? Because, damn, what a great song.
So that's it.
And then we do that every week. We do it every week forever from now on.
Yeah. I think it's great. We could do that. I had another thought that our podcast could be about you and I disagreeing about what the podcast is about.
I disagree.
I'm glad you're participating. I think that would be great. We could just
listen. I understand. I respect your point of view, but I disagree with it.
Well, so. I respect that you respect me. I mean, I respect everybody who respects me. No, wait, that's not true. No, I do. I respect everyone who respects me. But you're not agreeing with me means you agree with me, and I don't know if I respect that. Shoot.
Stop it.
Okay, never mind.
I disagree.
So
anyway.
That could be another thing that our podcast can be about. Podcast could just be about you and me. Joe, what are you wearing right now?
I don't want to talk about the Victoria's Secret, very skimpy shit that I'm wearing right now. I have some man tits, but not enough to fill this brassiere. And it's lacy. It's black. It's sexy, Jason. Just sexy.
Just
all day long.
Sexy.
But my tits won't fill it. And I need to lose some weight. But these tits are not sufficient. They're not sufficient.
They're not
for this outfit. And by the way, these underwear are not covering my butt cheeks. They're just tucking right up my butt cheek, and then they're just peeking out. You know what I'm talking
about.
It's called a thong.
They're wedged in your natal cleft.
Right. Yeah. I'm just trying to be sexy for you, but you can't even see me.
I can't. And you don't want to talk about it, is what you're telling me.
No, it's not a good topic. It's reality because I want to be real though, right? Is that a good? That's a good thing, right? We want
to
be real.
Live to hard drive. You want to be as real as you possibly can.
Well, and to be now perfectly serious, I really think what we should do is have things in mind. Because you have things in mind, I'm sure, all the time, and so do I.
Yeah.
And we start a conversation. And if these things are easily interjected.
Yay! You know, she's having a
random website. Sorry. I'm stupid.
Oh, no. Look, man, don't play ads. We have our sponsors, okay?
I was trying to look for a subject to talk about.
Hoodie, Footy, and Arby's. That's it. So far. That's all we got.
Sorry about that.
Shit sandwich. You like a shit sandwich? So do I. Go to Arby's, where they put shit in a sandwich.
What were we saying about? You were talking.
We were just trying to figure out
what the podcast is about.
While we're recording, we're trying to figure out what the format of the podcast is.
Yeah, you
is
said
that, professional?
That we have things that we think about, and you know. So my vision, to be serious, is that, you know, before every podcast, I will have a document created that will have all the parts. So we're going to have, like, the introduction, the how's it going, news of the weird, on this day in history, emails, advertisements. We'll have a strategy section. We'll have your fantasy football breakdown section. We'll talk about the coming election. You know, we'll have all those.
I think, Jason, we should have options. You know what I mean? Like, I think the intro should be the same, maybe, and we could get better at it. Yeah. Certainly better than this time. And then we start talking. And then I'm sure that over the week, you will have things that you want to talk about. We'll come up with bits where it's like, hey, this is something that's going to be funny. This is a repeating thing over and over again. For instance, like obscenitizing a song.
Right.
We might do that from time to time. We'll send out the challenge to each other and to all of our friends.
Right.
And then we'll have an obscenitized song and, you know, take care of 3 or 4 minutes with that one.
That's what we're going to
do. But you know what I mean? That's we'll have a bunch of options. But the fact is, I think I really have – I have faith in you and I to actually just sit and chop it up in a humorous way and just really ride on that.
Yeah.
And we can put things on top of that. We can – it's like we are the Sunday, and then our little bits are things that we can put on top when we feel like it's going to be funny. And we can just do that.
There we go.
Or like, not even funny. We can, like, sit and talk about movies and music and shit like that, too, if we would like.
That's what we're going to do. I agree with you
100%. Do you like that format?
That's how it's going to be, and it will evolve as we get better at this, and I can figure out all this audio crap. So with that in mind, we're at 22 minutes. I'm probably going to get some kind of disease from not going to bed early enough. So I'm going to suggest that we stop at this point. And then I'll send you this recording, and that'll be...
Please do that. Zero. Can you do that this evening so I can listen to it?
I don't know if it'll render.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. Right. Sorry.
You know what I can do it.
Do?
I'm pacing.
Instead, you're going to have to go talk to your wife. Is she at work right now?
Yeah, she's at work.
All right, so you're going to have to go talk to your cat. Is she at work right now?
Yeah. I put her ass on the street.
You're going to have to go talk to your hands. I don't know what I'm saying.
Right. You know what that leads to. Anyway.
I do. I know you will. All right. So,
hey, you know what I really like is the guitar music behind what we're saying. Now, what we need to talk about that. Is that going to be all the time?
I don't know.
Or just for periods of time?
Kind of a test.
Because I like it. I do. I really like it.
Kind of a testing thing, yeah.
a testy thing? Let's talk about that.
A testy thing, yeah. Yeah, let's see here. It's gone now, isn't it? Oh, no, can you still hear it?
Oh, no, it's still there.
Okay.
Now, listen. Jason, please render this. Is that the right word? Render it and send it to me. Or whatever that word should be.
That's what I'm going to do.
I just want to hear what it is.
Are you still there?
Jason, of course.
Yeah, I thought we would close with the same music that we opened with. So,
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. So, on behalf of my co-host, Joe Neal, I'm Jason Mark, and you've been listening to just be cousins. This is part where we're quiet and music swells.
See you next time, bitches! I'm